The Sun, the Moon, the Stars by Gavin Roberge. Long before man walked the earth, there were two beings, one of light and warmth, and one of dark and solace. We call these beings the Sun and the Moon. The Sun and the Moon were watched by the spiteful, mean-spirited stars. The stars liked it quiet and dark, much like the moon. The Sun and the Moon wandered the bleak landscape of Earth separately for what seemed like an eternity, and the stars happily watched their misery. Till one day, the Sun met the Moon, and together they danced across the Earth in a joyous bliss, spreading light and love to the four corners of their world. The stars didn't like this. Their calm and quiet existence was disrupted by the Sun's light, and they wished it to go back to how it once was. And the stars grew envious of the harmony between the Sun and the Moon. They wanted the Moon's love all for themselves. Therefore, one night, while the Sun lay sleeping, the stars ventured to Earth and snatched away the Moon. They imprisoned her in the farthest corner of the sky, where the Sun could not find her. When the Sun awoke, he looked around, but his love was nowhere in sight. After days of searching, he fell to his knees in a fit of rage, and the stars reveled in the anguish they caused. He struck the earth with mighty blow after blow, causing it to crumble and split and form mounds on its surface. He made the earth's land uneven and harsh, forming jagged mountains and harsh, deep valleys. When he had finished, he sat down in self-pity, missing his better half. The Moon, yearning to be once again comforted by her love, began to weep. Her tears trickled down her cheeks and drenched the soft cloth of her clothes. Her tears filled the abyss where she was kept and began spilling down to earth. Her many droplets of salty sadness form the great lakes and oceans of our world today. Soon after, the Sun felt drops of water on his head, then another and another. He curiously followed the droplets into the sky up to their source to see where they were coming from, and to his great relief, he found the Moon. He reached out to touch her once again, and just as their fingertips touched, just as he was able to grasp her once again, the stars yanked her out of his reach. Burning brightly now with anger, lighting up the dark so the stars had no place to hide, the Sun chased after the stars, chased after those thieves who stole the woman who stole his heart. And so, for the rest of eternity, we will watch as the Sun runs across the sky in a desperate attempt to catch the stars, save his one true love, and live out the rest of his days in harmony once again.